TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
What is up, everybody? It is me, Greg DeMarco, and it's Wednesday morning edition of Driving with DeMarco. I am on my way to work. Very excited for another working day here. On eastbound on the interstate number 10, as you've heard on previous editions of Driving with DeMarco, I had somebody message me, said they knew what exit I worked at. So really excited about that. There's lots of businesses at the exits around there, so I'm not too concerned. But yeah, you know, peel back the curtain a little bit and see. We're using the Bluetooth again this morning, so I don't know if you'll hear the GPS or not, but we've got a lot of fun to talk about today. Today, like I said, is Wednesday. The date is May the 15th. And the reason why that's so important is because we have a really exciting development happening in the world of wrestling. And that is, of course, All Elite Wrestling, AEW. And AEW is, you know, kind of polarizing for a lot of wrestling fans because they haven't held a show yet. Their fans, the hardcore AEW fans, act like they can do no wrong and like to get real mad at you if you point out any of the obvious questions. And then the WWE fans are going real hardcore against AEW, and a lot of it's because of those fans. But the fact is that we are in a huge time in professional wrestling thanks to All Elite Wrestling. And today, here in a little bit, and by the time you hear the show, it'll already be out there, but their TV deal is getting announced. It is expected to be with Turner. It is expected to be a weeknight, probably Tuesday. I hope it's Tuesday, to be honest with you. Maybe Wednesday. We'll see. But it's going to be a big, huge deal. And, you know, the financials won't be known. You know, it's highly unlikely that we'll know what kind of money they're getting for this TV deal, if anything. And I don't expect them to be getting anything. But we don't need to know that. What we need to know is if they're on TV and what that means for the company long term. Here's what it means to me. If you go back and you listen to some of the podcasts that are out there that talk about the history of the wrestling business, there's a great one right now. I didn't like Jim Ross report that much. It was kind of a chore sometimes. But Grilling JR, which is, of course, Jim Ross and Conrad Thompson, is a lot better. He talks about in the most recent episode that came out last week on Thursday when Scott Hall and Kevin Nash left WWE to go to WCW, they had negotiating power. They had the power, and Vince McMahon had a lot less of the power, and so, you know, Eric Bischoff also had less power because talent could move back and forth, and that gave them some negotiating power at the table, and that's been gone since WCW's been gone. With All Elite Wrestling, talent can bring that power back. Now, it doesn't mean everybody has that power up front. All Elite Wrestling can only sign so many people. But as time goes on, there's going to be the ability to move around, to move back and forth. And that's where it gets most exciting. And that's why this TV deal is so important. Even if it doesn't lead to money for All Elite Wrestling, they have money. And it seems like they're willing to put up the upfront investment for at least a couple of years to make this thing happen. Those contracts, those 3 and 4 year deals, tells me that they're willing to see this thing out, because businesses don't usually make money in the first few years. A couple, certain businesses notwithstanding, but that's typically what you're looking at. If you're going to start a business, you're going to lose money up front. It's an investment to gain lots of money on the back end. And that seems to be the understanding of the Khan family as they move forward with All Elite Wrestling. But this TV deal means exposure. Wrestlers have the opportunity to make money and be on cable television every single week. And that's really all you can ask for as a performer. You know, you got the ability to make money. You're going to have fewer dates with the All Elite Wrestling calendar, possibly the same money, if not more. That's a big deal. talent can come to the negotiating table and can get better deals for themselves. A lot of people have already gotten better deals in WWE. We've heard rumors about Kevin Owens signing a better deal, which I think he even commented on. Seth Rollins re-upping his deal. Even Finn Balor now making more money. And that's a big deal to WWE and to the talent there, because higher guarantees, it could mean lower payoffs on the back end, but those higher guarantees allows you that stability. And that stability has long been lacking for a lot of performers in the wrestling business. As deals start to come up and talent can shift around, that's a very exciting time. Think about this. Think about what happens when a Kenny Omega's deal comes up, or say Adam Page becomes a big star thanks to All Elite Wrestling, and then his deal's up and he jumps ship to WWE. Now we're talking. Now we have a true competition on our hands. It's not Monday Night War level, because they're not running against Raw or SmackDown, because that's not smart. Maybe they do that someday. Maybe if in a couple of years, All Elite Wrestling has the talent, has the buzz, and has the rating, they can possibly compete and throw us a Monday Night War. I don't know, but today is a landmark day. This is a day that we should mark down on our calendars, write in your diary, if you keep a diary or whatever it might be, because May 15th, 2019 is huge for professional wrestling. I cannot stress how big this is. This is the closest we've come to competition since WCW. Now, we still don't know a lot, and some of these things might be cleared up after today's announcement. I heard that a streaming option for Double or Nothing might be linked to this deal. I don't know why it would be linked to this deal, but if it is linked to this deal, that points to an even bigger partnership with Turner Sports and Warner Media, which could be very exciting, because they do have Bleacher Report Live at their disposal, which is a streaming platform, and if you can utilize that for streaming events like Double or Nothing, Fighter Fest, Fight for the Fallen, All In 2, things of that nature, that's an even more exciting opportunity. There's just so many different things that are out there in the world of professional wrestling, and All Elite Wrestling could legitimately move to the forefront as promotion number two in the United States of America with one announcement today, and that's huge. It's huge because they haven't ran a show. All In doesn't count. All In was Ring of Honor with Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks serving as the frontman. That's All In was. This is different. This is those guys as the frontmen again for the con money, but it's not being run by another wrestling organization. It's just them. Now they have the relationships in place, and that helps them as they get things started. And maybe they're too dependent. Maybe they're not. That's still yet to be seen. Ring of Honor was obviously too dependent on the Elite and still too dependent on New Japan. That's another topic for another show. But now here we are, and they haven't run a show yet, but yet they're on the precipice of being the number two promotion in North America. That's a big fucking deal. That's a fucking deal that's got to hurt the likes of Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, and others. Now, Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling are doing great things. Impact Plus is a good service, one that you should check out on a free 30-day trial. I don't have a promo code to give you. They don't have an affiliate program or anything like that. But it's just a great service for me as a person to you as a person. I think you should definitely check that out. In terms of, you know, Ring of Honor, we all know what that's about. We've complained about it. They're still there. They're still prominent. They're still doing great things. I think Jeff Cobb is headed towards being Ring of Honor World Champion. That's a great deal for them to pull off, because he can really carry that company moving forward. MLW is doing great things. When you might not be watching, you should be watching. So I really want to ramp up my MLW coverage on thechairshot.com. I know someone wants to do some more. I think I might connect those two dots later today. That's me coming up with an idea on the air for you. But AEW is going to make that all better. We said it last night during the recording of the hashtag Miranda Show, which will come out tonight on Wednesday. And it's a saying that I can attribute to my good friend Dom Vitale, who I've talked about before, and you've heard interviews with me and him, both of us being the interviewer at different times and different interviewers, because we're good friends. But he has said this before, and he used to write this every year. As goes the WWE, so does the world of pro wrestling. And All Elite Wrestling is positioning themselves to be that kind of company. TNA was never able to do that. Even when they went head-to-head with WWE, and they did okay at times, they were never in a position to be that company. WCW was. WCW was in position to someday be the company that could say, as goes WCW, so does the world of professional wrestling. If WWE were to die off, and there was no All Elite Wrestling, the wrestling business would suffer. Half these, it'd be like Thanos snapped and half of wrestling disappeared. Because everyone, you know, because WWE is wrestling. It's Kleenex, it's Coke, it's WWE. That's what people know it as. Now, if you look at All Elite Wrestling, they get this TV deal. They can pull in, 900,000 viewers to begin with, 750,000 viewers to begin with. That would put them in possibly the top five for that night of programming. That's a big deal for them to do that. That would be huge for Turner to have that at their disposal. So All Elite Wrestling could be positioned to be a real deal in the world of professional wrestling with the TV deal that comes out today, Wednesday, May 15th. The big idea for today is to be excited. I mentioned this in a tweet yesterday or the day before. What a time to be a fan. And for me, what a time to be an analyst, somebody covering this amazing business of professional wrestling. You know, I tend to look at things from the business side. That's my wheelhouse. That's what I know. And that's what I've learned over the past few years. That's why I look at things differently. But regardless of your complaints about All Elite Wrestling, or regardless of your excitement about All Elite Wrestling, this is big. This is huge. And this is an opportunity for us as fans to see the business grow and change in a different direction. And for those of us that were in it during the Attitude Era and during the Monday Night Wars, we are getting to witness a potential competitive situation in the world of professional wrestling twice in our lifetime. NFL fans don't get to do that. NBA fans don't get to do that. UFC fans never got to do that because they swallowed up their competition, and Bellator just isn't it for competition for them, even though UFC and Bellator are basically on the same platform now. One is on ESPN Plus and one is on DAZN. But this for us is huge. I mean, I'm almost at a loss for words because I don't know what the future holds. I just know that it holds excitement. And that's big for me. As I get to head this weekend to a wrestling event, Impact Zone Wrestling Reunion in Tempe, Arizona, I'll make sure I tweet out about it so you have the information, especially those of you who are local. That's going to be a lot of fun, and that's something that we haven't done since 2010 when IZW stopped running shows. And I'm super excited to see a lot of those guys, people traveling in, and it's a level of excitement. But All Elite Wrestling, I'm not an All Elite Wrestling mark. In fact, I'm one of the biggest ones questioning what they're doing and where they are and what they can accomplish. Despite me being one of the biggest, not naysayers, but asker of the questions, so to speak, despite me doing that, I'm excited. I'm thrilled. I'm beyond excited. I'm more excited coming out of my mouth right now than I thought I was going to be. So what a time to be a fan. So what I'm going to tell you is today, don't make this about WWE at all. When this deal comes out, when we learn about what All Elite Wrestling has, let's just make it about AEW. Let's celebrate the era that we're about to embark upon. Let's hope it lasts a long time. Let's hope it's as much fun as it was the first time we got to go through it. And let's hope it truly does lead to competition a couple years down the road. That's the big idea for today. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the era that we might be kicking off, because it could be a huge time in the world of professional wrestling. Now, I'm Greg DeMarco. I don't even know if I told you that at the beginning of the show. You should know, because this is Driving with DeMarco. I'm on the Twitter, at ChairShotGreg. I'm also on the Facebook and the Instagram. I, of course, am the publisher of thechairshot.com for your hardest-hitting reviews, opinions, and analysis, where we encourage you to always use your head. You can go to thechairshot.com and read and listen and have a great time. You can follow the website on the social media at thechairshot.com. You can also pick up a t-shirt for The Chair Shot at prowrestlingtees.com/The Chair Shot, including the all-new Suck It Nerd t-shirt. And apparently after last night's podcast, we got to get an Oh Hey Mark shirt as well. So we will be doing that here shortly, and we'll have it out there for all of you to love and enjoy. Last night, we did have the Greg DeMarco Show. We did our Money in the Bank predictions. Very excited about those. Elisa Marie joined Miranda Morales, Patrick Dunn, and myself. Spoiler alert, I picked Dana Brooke, and I wasn't the only one. So check that out. See what the see how we did. See our picks. See if you agree. We'll see if we're right or not. So I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for being a part of it. Things are really ramping up on the website. We've got new writers getting involved. We got just so much more. I think we employ more female writers now than anybody. That's not a female-driven website. So I'm really excited about that. I think a female-driven website just blocked me on Twitter yesterday, so that's even more exciting. All because I said that Naomi performed a move that was dangerous. Could have hurt herself or her opponents. Sorry, but that's the truth, and that was just about that one move. I love Naomi. But I digress. I want to thank you for your support, for your attention, for anybody that likes and retweets and shares our articles, because we see all that stuff. I see it on Facebook. I see it on Twitter. I see it on Instagram. I can't thank you guys enough. If you've told someone to listen or to read, I mean, that word of mouth is huge for us. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for being a part of this. We're going to keep working hard for you. We love it. We have a lot of fun with it. But you guys keep us going. So with that, I am Greg DeMarco. I'm arriving at the workplace. It is perfect timing. As I get ready to start my working day, I hope you have a great working day as well. And I will talk to you this afternoon on the PM edition of Driving with DeMarco.